bone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, we're having some technical issues this morning, I can tell you that. Working hard at it. My phone's buzzing up. People out there, are you there, Coach? What's going on? Is there a show? Yeah, there's a show today, although we're having some trouble with our video right now. In fact, I'm going to try to do something. I don't even know if I can do it. Hang on there. Bear with me. I'm going to really mess Jared up here this morning. Folks, I'm telling you, we are ready for war. We are engaging in spiritual war. I got a download today from the Holy Spirit. I don't say that to you very often. You know that. I got a game plan today from the Holy Spirit. And I would say that, you know, I don't run around saying, oh, the devil did this, the devil did it, because I just, you know, devil's always at work. But I think there's a concerted effort to stop this plan from going forward. I just ask some of you out there right now, even as you just sit there, just pray. Just pray that no weapon that's formed against us is going to prosper, that every tongue that rises in judgment against us is going to be condemned, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We break every demonic stronghold, every demonic interference, everything that would try to stop this program from going forth. We break its power now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jared's working hard behind the scenes. Mike's working hard behind the scenes. And, man, I'm just telling you, I got a plan. I got a plan today. It just broke forth this morning. Now, listen, I'm going to need your help, right? Okay, I'm going to need your help. Lord, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start out today, since I can't come on the screen, and Mike, as I said, Mike and Jared are working hard to do this. We're going to start out today by reading three different imprecatory psalms, three different ones. Somebody say something that you're hearing me, so at least I know people are hearing me.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Okay, great.
Amen,
okay.
Coach.
Okay.
We hear you.
The video will get here in a minute. As long as we have the audio going, we're going to be okay. Listen, friends, I want some of you right now to get ready. We're going to read three imprecatory psalms. Even right now, we're going to do that. All right? And I want somebody right now, open up your Bible and go to Psalm 2. Psalm 2. And I don't know who it is out there, but somebody say, Coach, I will read Psalm 2. Now, wait a minute. I want to get my, since I don't have it on my screen, you probably don't have it on your screen as well. I don't know. Again, I'm not sitting in your seat. I don't know what you see. I know what I'm able to see. Listen, folks.
Coach, I got it. You assigned it to me.
All right. Psalm 2, I assigned to Stephanie. Now, listen, folks. Listen to me. I hope you're praying those imprecatory psalms. I hope you are. We're going to do Psalm 2, Psalm 3, and Psalm 5 today. So whoever has Psalm 3, get ready. You're going to read after Stephanie reads Psalm number 2, okay? So Stephanie, let me try to get my Bible. Wait a minute, I can go over here and look. I knew I put this thing up over here. Folks, these are imprecatory psalms. These are imprecatory means we're going to pray judgment upon the evil, evil. That's what we're going to do, imprecatory psalm. Number 2, go ahead, Stephanie, if you would.
Lord Jesus, thank you, and guide us all with our ears. To those who have ears, let us hear, and eyes, let us see. Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the air set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed king. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the
yes.
Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sword.
Get him, Lord! Go get him, Lord!
Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, and I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance.
Yes,
in the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled, but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who has Psalm 3 that you can get ready to read that for us right now? Psalm number 3. Let's get that up.
Coach.
Yes, sir.
You just let me know when you're ready.
We are ready for it, man.
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Salah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head.
Amen.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out on his holy hill. Salah. I laid down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves round about me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon thy cheekbone.
Yes, Lord, you have.
Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly.
Yeah, break their teeth, Lord.
Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Salah.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who has Psalm number? What did I say? I'm getting so fired up here. Hey, I'm back. I'm alive. I'm back. I'm alive. Oh, Lord. Hey, they banned me on Facebook. They banned me on Facebook. You know why? I'm like, this is unbelievable. This is how you got to know it's real. That's why I got my war clothes on today, by the way.
Coach.
Hang on a second.
I got Psalm 5.
They banned me on Facebook because I posted Psalm 140 yesterday and asked others to pray Psalm 140 with me. They gave me a 7-day spanking for posting Psalm 140. And precatory Psalm 140. What's that tell you? Come on, then. What are you trying to say?
Yep, I got Psalm 5 if nobody else is taking it.
Well, let's see. Who do we assign it to? Are they in here? If not, you can take it, but let's see if it's assigned to anybody. No? It's in the exact normal spot. Let me move it here. Trying to move my mic now. Trying to change everything here. Banning me on Facebook. Screw Facebook! Screw YouTube! Psalm 5. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, here we go. Reading from the King James. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will I look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness.
No!
Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity.
Say that again, Gary.
The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity.
Right.
What are you going to do about it, Lord? What are you going to do about it, Lord? Go ahead, Gary.
Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man.
Yeah, go get him, Lord.
But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship holy temple.
Yes, Lord.
You hear us?
Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face.
Gary, don't miss that. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. My enemies are causing me to rise up. Go ahead.
For there is no faithfulness in their mouth.
Amen.
Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with a tongue.
Yes, they do. Go get them, Lord.
Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel.
Whoa. Hang on a minute. Pray for them. Does he tell us to pray for him, Rick? Is that what it says? Pray for him? No, he says, destroy him, Lord. Destroy them, Lord. Go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Hey, Gary. Yeah. Gary, I'm not sorry. Go ahead.
No, I know. I get it. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel.
Yeah. Let their lawyers bring them down. Their stupid lawyers, let them bring them down.
Cast them out in the multitudes of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee.
They have.
But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield.
Amen. You guys been reading your Psalms? You've been reading your Psalms? Come on now. We're at war. We got to get up every day and go to war. We got to do it, friends. And you listen, I'm banned on Facebook. That doesn't mean, though, that you cannot post on your Facebook a psalm and ask everybody to read it. Ask everyone who reads that psalm on your Facebook page to read that psalm aloud. Folks, they have to be read aloud. They got to be read aloud. It's arrows. Shoot those arrows. Begin to do that. Cool. I'm trying to get unwound here, man. I'm wound up today.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, let me cover you on that read aloud part. That's absolutely vital. See, Satan, he can't read our minds. He puts thoughts in our minds and then tells us what those thoughts are sometimes.
He doesn't know what you think. He doesn't know
what he just put there.
He doesn't know what you think you're thinking until you open your mouth and tell him what you're thinking.
The reason we pray these psalms out loud is because, like you said, they are arrows straight into the realm of Satan.
That's right. So Larry, hang on, folks, just bear with me here a second. So I'm so sick and tired. Everywhere I go, do you guys have any understanding at all of how the Lord operates? Do you have any understanding at all to realize that they were running God's people into the Red Sea? They ran them into the Red Sea. All was lost. All was lost. And what happened? What happened? At the very last minute, when nobody expected it, God protected his people. You ever heard of a red wave? You ever heard of a red wave in a Red Sea? Oh, ye of little faith. See, it's one thing for you to say that you believe and then go around and poor mouth and, oh, we're going to lose and they cheated and they've won. And see, you are simply agreeing with the devil. That's all it is. George W. Bush comes out and says Trump should resign. He's a freaking devil. Quit agreeing with him. Don't agree with the devil. Don't agree with your... Hey, Chad, your emotions will betray you. Your emotions will betray... I was a football coach. I can't tell you the number of times the other team made a great play that looked like they finished us off, but they had to kick the ball back to us. It's score and then our turn. It's their turn and then our turn. They shot their wad. It's our turn. Come on, church. Rise up. Rise up and fight. Rise up and fight. Hang on. Hey, let me roll here a minute, okay? Let me just bear with me just a second. Yeah, Facebook's banned me. YouTube's about to ban me. That's what I'm telling you, folks. Listen to me. Watch at CoachDaveLive.com. They can never ban us at CoachDaveLive.com. Hey, we'll say it again. They can never ban us at CoachDaveLive.com. Live.com. We are always there. We are streaming live. We are archived there. Stay away from YouTube. Stay away from Freakbook. Stay away from all of that. CoachDaveLive.com. We are always streaming there. Go there. Go there. Because what I'm about to do now, I'm going to tell you something. YouTube is going to, if you're watching on YouTube, they're going to turn us off right now. Get ready. Okay. So I'm giving you fair warning. Okay, I heard you, Lord. I'm going to give you 1 minute to hang up where you are and go to CoachDaveLive.com and log on there. If you're not at CoachDaveLive.com right now, disconnect. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and come back in. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait while you do that. Because midway, they're going to cut it off. You're not listening to me. If you are watching at YouTube, turn it off. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. The same show is being streamed there. and they will not censor us at CoachDaveLive.com. We own that, okay? I'm going to let somebody come in and make, well, I got someplace I'm going, okay? But I know that where I'm going, they're going to pull it down, so I'm trying to give you fair warning. Somebody's got something to say. I know. I feel you. Come on in.
Well, I can read Psalms 5. The major bands that I saw this week, Coach, was not only yours, which was mind-blowing, but then Mark Levin, with his platform, was banned. So the Bible is banned, and he quoted the Constitution of the United States, and they banned him also.
Hey, Dale, how about this? The Supreme Court of the United States ordered Pennsylvania to put those ballots and set them apart, and they didn't do it. They refused to do it.
Well, Coach, here's the deal. You know, you always say never put all your eggs in one basket. They have. They already knew if we don't do this, they done it. And what I heard, and I've gone on OAN News, is the fact of the matter is the mind of the game is that Trump said we have to make it like this. We have to have a massive voter turnout, so they have to have a massive fraudulent turnout. It makes it easy to find.
So here's what happened, folks. Donald Trump got, are you ready for this? 7 million more votes than he got last time. 7 million more votes. When they all stopped counting, it's the same. See, they had cheated so much again. They had already cheated. They had already put their numbers in. They'd already cheated. They had cheated so much. And then Donald Trump comes up with 7 million more votes. They can't believe what they're looking at the numbers. They can't believe it. So they stop all the counting. Why? To go out and get more. They didn't have enough. They hadn't cheated enough. So they went out and get. I don't want to talk about the election. Okay. Okay. I gave you 2 minutes warning, didn't I? Okay. I gave you 2 minutes. Hey, Mike, I want you to pull up that Ron Canole video. Ron Canole. Some of you have heard High Places, it's called, Mike. Some of you have heard of it and some of you haven't heard it. Now,
if not,
the reason,
you're hear it in Atlanta.
The reason I told you to go to CoachDaveLive.com is I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to ban this. They're going to pull this down. They're going to say that this is copyrighted material, all that kind of stuff, right? Oh, okay, this is Ron. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to lay the plan out for you here in a minute. Go ahead, Mike.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tell the devil's kingdom now.
Sing it again.
Let's go up.
Be bold.
We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down.
We're gonna reclaim everything that devil stole.
We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up, going up to the high places.
We're going up
to the high places.
We're
going up to the high places.
We're gonna tear the devil's. You know, the church today is engaged in a spiritual warfare. And the battle goes on between the kingdom of darkness and the army of God. And there is no demilitarized zone. You're either on the devil's side or you're on the Lord's side. Now we know that the Lord Jesus Christ has won the ultimate victory at Calvary. We know that, don't we? But our mission is to enforce and maintain all that Jesus purchased for us at Calvary. There's a lot of things that the devil has stolen away from the church. Health, prosperity, peace in our homes and our communities, righteousness in our government. These are things the devil has stolen. But as the army of God, we're taking them back. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me tonight? Are you with me right now? Well, let's go up to the high place and tear that devil down. Oh, yeah. Come on, church. Let's go right now.
We're going up to the high places.
We're going up.
Going up to the high places. Tell the devil's demon
now. Sure.
We're going up. Going up.
Going up. Listen, church, we've been deceived by the devil too long.
We're gonna tell the devil's kingdom down.
What we said the schemes have been ours all along.
We're gonna tell the devil's kingdom down.
Hey, hey,
let's go up, going up to the high places.
We're going up. We're gonna raise up the banner of righteousness and declare that Jesus is Lord of all.
We're going up to the high places.
We're going up.
Going up to the high places.
We're going up.
Going up to the high places.
We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down.
Amen. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. Hey, listen. Okay, here's play number one. Wait a minute, is that what I want to go next? Mike, go to Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah 1. That's good. Anybody feel that? Did anybody feel that?
Amen. Huh?
Let's go do it, man.
I need to pull over and run
Amen.
Around.
I got you. Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, the priest that were in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the... Got to scroll down, Mike. I'm sorry. Maybe I can find it over here. I want to go to verse 11. Hang on. I'm cutting Mike a break. They're trying to get the technical things working. Oh, okay. Okay. So go to verse 7. Then came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, before I formed you in the womb. Huh? But the Lord said unto me, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Huh? Go down. Woo! Where am I? I lost my place. The Lord said unto me, see not, I'm a child, for thou go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Got that? You got to speak it. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. He's not just with you, he's with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? He said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then he said unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to report, to perform it. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, what do you see now? He said, I see a seething pot, and the face there is toward the north. And the Lord said unto me, out of your mouth an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For I will call all the families of the kings of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone on his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, against all the walls thereof round about, and all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands. Therefore, boys, gird up your loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. Before, behold, I've made you this day a defensed city, an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, says the Lord, again, to deliver you. He's not just with you. He's not just with us. He's with us to deliver us. You see that, fellas? See that? I know you do. I can't tell you how deep I feel this. I can't tell you. Okay, let me go back here. Somebody, come on. Somebody bust in and get in. Come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, the psalm you gave me to read every day, it's question first. Is Psalm number 68, I mean 66, 67, Psalm number 67, one of the imprecatory songs. Psalms, I'm not sure. I don't think it is.
I don't think so. Let me see here. 67, you said?
Yes, 67.
No, it doesn't say it is. It doesn't mean it can't have imprecatory aspects.
Okay, well, here's what I want to do. I want to reinforce that the words in the imprecatory Psalms are compatible with the rest of the Psalms, because in Psalm 58, verse 11, it says, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the world. And then in Psalm 67, which is not an imprecatory psalm, it says, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. And then another verse in that psalm says, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. That's after God's judgment has come on the evil in the earth in a targeted way.
Amen. Amen. Okay, folks, here's play number one. Here is play number one. Mike, throw up on the screen Christine Barr. Folks, listen. I don't know how many are listening. There's 73 in the queue. I'm going to say it again. You find us at CoachDaveLive.com. They're going to start censoring beyond what we can ever even believe. We got folks, listen, I'm just telling you. Don't email me and say, hey, they pulled you down on YouTube. They're going to pull us down on YouTube. They're going to do that. They're going to pull us down on Facebook. They are desperate, folks. Okay, Fricks, that's what the Lord gave me. On your screen right now is Bill Barr's wife, Christine Barr. Everybody grab a paper and a pencil. Grab a paper and a pencil. Because here's what we're going to do. Listen to me. If you want to fight, and if you want to win, then you're going to do this. If you don't do this, then you're a phony. If you're watching this show and you don't do this, you are a phony. Okay? This is a battle plan from the Lord. Hey, can any man tell me right now, who has your ear more than anybody in the world? Can any man tell me?
Wife.
Your wife. Your wife. Your wife. Folks, Mike, throw up. This is Christine Barr. They've been married 47 years. 1973, they got married. Mike, throw that address up there. I want everybody watching this show right now to send a personal card to Christine Barr, asking her to please, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, don't criticize her, don't chastise her. Let her know how much you support what her husband's trying to do. And we know that there's two people in this team that's impacting your life, and that what her husband's decisions now are going to impact the world. Appeal to his wife. The address, Mike's put it in the chat. Mike, is there any way that we can get a broader, it's on the screen. Yep. Everybody right now, write down that address and send her a card. Folks, do it quickly. Do it today. Christine Barr. There she is.
I don't see it on the screen.
You don't see the address on the screen? I don't either, Mike.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, I don't see it on the screen. Once I get it, I'm going to send her a copy of the appeal.
Hang on a second. Too many guys talking. Randy, go. Go, Randy. Go.
Say it out loud.
Okay, people in the huddle, it's in the chat. If you are in the huddle, the address is in the chat. All right, Mike, does that mean everybody else is seeing it? Okay, good. Okay, so folks, there is her address. Let's flood her with 500 cards.
Yes.
The Lord will tell you what to say. The Lord will tell you what to say. Who did I step on? John Diamond. Come on in, John.
Yeah, Coach. I'm ordering a copy of the Appeal to Heaven book right now through Amazon, and I'm going to send it next day out to her so she can get it today or tomorrow or the next day.
Amen. Amen. There's the address. Don't send her wicked stuff. Encourage her. Appeal to her heart. Let her know you stand with her and that you're praying for her family, praying for her husband. All right? I don't need to leave that up there much longer. It's up on the screen. Christine Barr. Mike, I'm going to read the address to everybody. Mike, can you pull that up? Where was that? I saw it in the chat. Somebody right now, read the address to everybody in case they didn't get it. Christine with a C. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Christine Barr. Christine with an I. Christine. Go out and do it this morning. Get it in today's mail. Christine Barr.
Christine Barr. 5904.
Do it again, Dale. Start again, Dale. You broke up.
Okay. It's Christine Barr, like you said, with a C. And there's two R's at Barr. And then it's 5904 Cala Drive. C-A-L-L-A Drive.
Give the number again. Give the number again, Dale.
5904.
Cala, C-A-L-L-A, Cala Drive.
McLean, capital M, small c, capital L-E-A-N, comma, Virginia. Zip code 22101. And you can add the dash 3307.
Okay, Dale, do that whole thing one more time. Hey, folks. Let's make it so big they have to let's make it so big they have to bring a box of letters to Christine Barr.
Hey, Coach, real quick, as I'm getting ready to read, you talk about the wife. My wife, when she goes to the store, she always buys extra cards of everything because you never know when something's coming up. I'm literally sitting here with a thinking of you card in my hand. The address is already on the envelope and stamped.
Here it is.
That's because my wife, Christine Barr. Address 5904 Cala Drive, McLean, Virginia 22101-3307.
Hey, is Christine spelled? Can you give the name of how Christine is spelled one more time?
It's with a C.
C H. Good deal.
C H R I S T I N E. Last name is B A R R.
Get them out today.
Get them, folks.
Get them out today. Get them out today. Now, listen. Some of you say, well, Jeff will do it. They all do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. What if she got? What if she got 500 cards tomorrow? Can you imagine? Because you don't think her husband's going to play a big part in what's going down here? Hey, folks, this is spiritual warfare at its finest, man. Spiritual warfare at its finest. Cool. All right, that's play number one. Play number one. I'm going to stop a minute. Let somebody come in. Anybody?
Just
Jack, you're breaking up bad. Jack, you're breaking up bad. Breaking up bad.
Never mind.
Hey, Coach, we're going to kick your devil to the curb.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to those high places. Hey, Steve Deck, we're going up to those high places, brother. We're going to go. We're going to those high places.
You think the post office?
Hang on. Let Mark Trump go. Go ahead,
you think
Mark.
The post office will deliver them?
We'll find out, won't we?
Yep. Well, how will we find out?
Maybe they'll put ballots in them.
How will we find
Coach,
out?
Coach, did you notice those numbers, 33 and 7 on the end of that? How could that be, Coach?
I didn't notice it.
Hey, 33.
Hey, Mark, I don't know if they'll deliver it or not. All we can do is try. Send them out there. Why would they not? She's a private citizen.
You know, Coach, I think that with all the news, you know, with the Main Street media and everything that's being reported, they're trying to persuade people to think that Biden's won. You know, and the average person just watching the Main Street you know, news, you know, that's what they're going to come to the conclusion of. But it's really about just trying to persuade us to give up.
Amen. Come on, man. Somebody talk. I'm going to send something else.
That's why he came out there with Pamela Harris do a dressing.
Right.
They're trying to encourage it.
I'm busy writing on my card.
Folks, listen to me. I don't care what the media has. The media lies. The media doesn't call the president of the United States. Quit believing that crap. Quit believing that crap. They're trying to get you to put on a mask. They're trying to get you to social distance. Now they're trying to get you to call Biden president. He isn't president.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Did you get in the last couple of days the email from Jamie Waldron with his sermon he did at his home church on the weariness?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I saw it, but I didn't.
I've watched it twice this weekend. It is amazing. It is just powerful. He talks about the weariness of a soldier and how everybody's telling him about hope. And the hope doesn't come till you're dead and gone. You enter into the heavenlies. It's just, he hammers. It's great. I'm using it.
Amen. Hey, Mike, I just sent you another video. I want you to pull up real quick. Keep going. Listen, folks, listen. We are on the precipice. Hey, the devil's all in. Stop. Lord, I just heard that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Friends, I never ask you to do this. The Holy Spirit impressed upon me before I came down the show that I would ask all of you to cover my family in prayer. Cover my family. Please, cover my family in prayer. Because the wicked one knows what we're getting ready to do. And he wants all of you, pray for your families. Because the Lord's going to try to distract you and keep you from coming by attacking those you love the most. Please cover me and my family in prayer. I love Ron Canole. You guys say never heard him. Whose report shall you believe? Go ahead, Mike. Whose report?
Amen.
What are you going to believe? I'm not believing Fox News. I'm not believing CNN. I'm not believing MSNBC. I'm not believing George Bush. I'm not believing Mitt Romney. I'm not believing any of those guys. I'm not believing. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Now, listen, another thing, folks, listen, turn off Fox News. Go to Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV. I watched them. I've been watching them all. I refuse to watch Fox News. I refuse to watch. Now, listen, if Tucker's who he says he is, he'll leave Fox News. If Sean Hannity's who he says he is, he'll leave Fox News. I don't know how you can play on the devil's team like that. I don't know how you can do that. All right? So go to Newsmax TV. Newsmax. What's that guy's name? Big fat guy. Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs already went to Newsmax TV yesterday. Quit Fox News, went to Newsmax TV yesterday. Cool. Hey, Mike. Hey, boys. My wife said to me this weekend, I love my wife. She said to me, honey, you're consumed with this. I'm consumed with this, folks. I'm consumed with this. Why? Because God has put me in a unique position to be able to lead a battle cry, battle charge. See, laugh all you want. We're going to deal the devil a deadening blow, folks. We're going to do that. We're going to do it.
Amen, Coach.
And so I told Michelle, I can't turn it off. I'm consumed with it. It's coming from the Holy Spirit. I'm consumed with setting up a battle plan. Now is it. Right now is it. Right now.
Coach.
Yes.
Man, yesterday's church service felt like fire falling from heaven. I had people coming into our service that I know, and I know their family. They love the Lord. They just haven't been attending. Brother, it was like a spiritual revival. What has taken place, I believe, across this nation?
It's going on everywhere.
The church in a position. What side are you going to be on? And brother, intercession and prayer, my church, brother, I tied that place in Atlanta or in Georgia with Caesarea Philippi. This is our modern day Caesarea Philippi. I got a whole church interceding, praying, and fasting for you, your wife, your family, and everybody who's embarking on this.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Dale.
Hey, Coach, I've got a suggestion to make. Okay. After you write your card, however you letter, whatever you send to Christine, after you do that, copy that, and then send this message out to everybody on your Gmail list. I just sent the following letter card out to Christine Barr. I would encourage you to do the same. Thank you.
Great idea, JR. That's a great idea. Folks, you understand what he said? On your Facebook
awesome, page, JR.
Or your email page, whatever, do the same thing. I just sent this card to Christine Barr. Please do the same. Here's her address. Oh, my goodness. Come on, folks. Oh, my goodness. Come on, folks. Oh, come on. Okay, so listen, I got to give you a little meat here. Mike, pull up, which one is it? Pull up a little one. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I've never felt the Holy Spirit so strong in what we're doing. Never felt it so strong in my life. What are high places? I'm going up to the high places. High places are, well, Mike pulled up here. It says good one. Good one. High places. Going up to the high places. Reese! Look at this. Going up to the high places, my girl. How old are you?
10.
10 years old. You believe that? Going up to the high places. Okay, you got it on your screen? You can get a chair and sit down if you want to, Reese. I don't care. I'm going to keep rolling here. Spiritual altars. High places, okay? Scroll down, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Holy altars, wherever a sacrificial altar is built, a virtue descends upon the sacrifice, either to establish or confirm a covenant of death or a covenant of blessing with a person or people. Altars are put on high places. In God's kingdom, an altar is built to bring a divine virtue upon the priest and the people of God on whose behalf the altar was built. The sacrifice was always for their well-being, cleansing, and blessing. Nevertheless, according to the person's heart, the virtue can be a blessing or a judgment to the priest or the people whose behalf the altar was built. There's altars of incense. Contains the commands for the construction and use of an altar of incense. The material was shittim wood. The dimensions 1 cubit by 2, and it also had horns. Its top sides were overlaid with gold, and it was surrounded by a crown or a rim of gold. Okay, so they're showing you that God's people used altars, okay? But friends, they're demonic altars. These are high places. Demonic altars are the table of sacrifices and point of contact to a place. Nevertheless, the altar itself is powerless without the sacrifices and incantations, their prayers. The altars attract the spiritual assistance to every dark spiritual gate. There is a demonic altar. It says in 2 Kings, he also tore down the altars, high places, dedicated to the goat demons near the gate built by Joshua. Though we as Christians do not build physical altars and perform sacrifices, yet the kingdom of darkness still does. Amen, Stephanie? They understand the spiritual laws and principles behind altars and sacrifices. In the kingdom of darkness, the virtue brings demonic blessings to the person or people on whose behalf the altar and sacrifice was made to establish, confirm, or reaffirm an ancient or modern covenant. There are always series of destruction which follow all those who invoke and conjure the pagan gods for blessings. All demonic blessings come with a price, a bond agreement that requires one or all of the children or a family member. There is nothing free in the kingdom of the devil. Somebody trying to say something? Go ahead. As long dangers of standing evil altars. As long the altar built against you is standing, the operations, now listen to this. As long as the altar built against you is standing, as long as an altar built against a nation is standing, the operations, the decrees, and the curses of this altar will stand. If that altar is broken down, then this is the first step to recovery warfare. Many times Christians pray and fast with no result, and that may be because of a demonic altar that needs to be broken down. Here's what the Holy Spirit showed me, folks. These altars are like cell towers. What does a cell tower do? A cell tower relays a sound, relays an electronic message. A cell tower does. So what are these high places? They are cell towers to the demonic realm. What happens if a cell tower goes down? Jeff Nell, what happens when a cell tower goes down?
Wow. They fall. They become
weak. And what happens?
Weak.
What happens?
Their influence is...
The communication is broken. The communication is broken. You understand that? These high places, they don't need to be physically torn down, although it would be good. See, what the physical tower represents what's underneath it. What's underneath it? It covered the tower, merely reveals the sacrifice that's underneath it. If we realize throughout the Old Testament, God keeps commanding the people of Israel to destroy every demonic altar that they encounter in the land, that the great emphasis was placed on destroying the pagan altars standing in the land. And there they all are. The altars energize the decrees of ordinances that would pass on from generation to generation. If you have person evil altars in your life, then your altars will be connected to the generational altar. These altars will be connected to other altars, and these altars will be connected to the main altars, the main cell tower. Therefore, the cell tower must be broken down. You guys see in the picture? Is anybody seeing it? And look, there are different types of altars. Stone altars. Stone, like guide stones? Guide stones, you think? A stone altar is significant because stones carry a spiritual meaning. It represents strength, hardness, endurance. God himself is called the rock. Christ is called the stone. Early altars consisted of earth
or unhewn stones. Nevertheless, later, stone altars were built mainly of stone or rock. Nephilim mounds! It might consist of a rock or a large single large stone, or again, a number of stones. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And there's soil altars. Soil's been used as material for altars. Make a special altar for me. You should use dirt to make the altar. There are tree altars. There are sacred groves. These are all cell towers, demonic cell towers. Hey, believe it if you want to, or don't believe it. I don't care. Yes.
Have Mike click on that link in the chat. I brought this out back a couple years ago. 1,000 altars to Baal were built all around the world. Why'd they do that, Coach, a couple years ago?
Why did Baal build them? Because they're cell towers.
That's right. That's right, Coach. But they did it. They did it. They believe in it. They are energized by it. They get blessed for it. They are going to continue their thing forward, whether or not we stand up.
Okay, so listen, Mark. Listen here, folks. Georgia is being stolen. Georgia is being stolen in the election. I wonder if that has anything to do with the Guidestones. Mike, can you pull up a picture of the Guidestones real quick for people here? Hey, go ahead and laugh. Here. I'll get my granddaughter to put on this. Here, Reese, put on my tinfoil hat for me. We believe in tinfoil stuff here. We still believe in it. Hey, Stephanie, they believe in it, don't they? Didn't I send you a link, Mike? I think I sent you a link.
Amen.
There it is. Guidestones, why? What are they made out of? Well, they're made out of stones. Where are they? Well, they're in Georgia, on a high place, on the highest hill in the county. Wow. I wonder if that is a strong communication tower for the dark forces over Georgia. They have their own Ten Commandments on them. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction, wisely improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language called the internet. Rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. These are a new Ten Commandments of the New World Order, folks. Let's go ahead and laugh. But I know this. Not everybody's laughing. Some of you are getting it. Please hear me. Pray for me and my family, please. I believe this weekend the Lord has given me a deep revelation of what's going on. That these dark spiritual entities need to be recharged and communicate through these portals. Why else would they build them? Jack asked, who owns the land? Well, I've done a lot of research on it. Nobody knows who built them. Nobody knows how much they cost. It was put into the deed. It's out in the middle of the field. It was put into the deed that the owner was never to be revealed. They have cameras out there where the police watch them. Why do the police watch them? Because it's become a big tourist thing. People want to come down there and look at them. So it's become important to Elberton, Georgia, a high place, the highest place in the county. Wonder why that would be. And you think the local churches have any idea? I don't want to unveil what's going on, but we're going to go tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going down to high places. We're going to high places. Again, listen. You can take a spiritual authority before you tear it down. We can cancel its power. We can go unplug its wires, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to say this. If anybody wants to be part of this, just contact me. Contact me. Coach@coachdavelive.com. contact me. And I would ask those of you out there who are watching, pray like you've never prayed. You guys know this? November 11th, this November 11th coming up, is the 400th anniversary. That's this Wednesday. It's 2 days from today. It's the 400th anniversary of the signing of the Mayflower Compact. This Wednesday. 400 years. I'm going to shut up. What do you think, Randy? I got more stuff to share, for heaven's sakes.
Coach, I won't talk long. I'm on my phone in my truck. I know it's probably making noise. Coach, you are all over this thing, Coach. You are so on it. And if we can't hear and hear our orders from the Holy Spirit, then I don't have anything to say, Coach. I can't add to or take away from anything you said. I was in from the moment, Amen. Coach, because I was dialed in. And anybody else that's dialed in with the Spirit right now is hearing their orders. And just come in. Everyone has a part to play that's going to go. Everyone has a part to play. This is a huge unveiling of something God's doing. And he's called us to do it, Coach. What a privilege.
Amen. 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 Say, folks, pray those imprecatory songs. Amen. Those are energy, folks. Those are energizing. They're energizing our team. They're energizing our side. This is a spiritual war that we're in. We're a spiritual war. We already read in Jeremiah, we're going to tear down, pluck up, root out, rebuild. That's what we're going to do. This is the opportunity for the church to step up and be the church. And we are partnering right now. God is amazing. I spoke at a church down in Georgia about, I don't know, 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And I reached out and contacted him, the pastor down there, and he said, Coach, you can sleep in our basement. We will do everything we can. We will show up with you. And he said, I'm ashamed that you have to come from around the nation to do this. I said, listen, Pastor, we need you to come because you are a local authority. You have territorial influence. We need you there with us, Pastor. He's going to come. He's going to join us. I got a plan, folks. I have a Holy Spirit plan. Go ahead.
Did you get that text I sent you yesterday about the word my buddy Daryl got about thread the needle?
My phone's been blowing up all week.
Well, look, my buddy Daryl, he's on here, I think. He's from Canada, and he don't know anything about American football, nothing at all. And yesterday after church, after praise and worship and everything, he come up to me and said, hey, he said, what does thread the needle mean? And so I started going at him at football terms, and then I stopped. And I went a different direction for something that would be a better example for him. But I said, Coach is going to know exactly what thread the needle means. All of us do with football, we know. And he said, that's what God told him about what we're fixing to go do is thread the needle.
Amen, baby. We're going to go thread the needle. Amen. I get it. I got it now, Alan. I got it now. Actually, I listened to the video that you sent yesterday. Yeah.
Let me just throw this out there. We've been training. You've done a great job of following the Spirit and taking us to the field. And we've seen things. We've seen, I've got punched in the face. People's witnessed that and learned from it. All right. So we're going, and the devil's been ramping it up. So this is a serious mission. It's a spiritual mission. This isn't fun. This isn't a fellowship trip. This is one where something could happen, Coach. I just want to make sure that everybody who goes is prepared. Every time you step out the door, you don't know if you're going to come home to your family, especially this trip. So let's make sure our homes are right. Let's make sure that we are ready. Okay, yeah. Everyone who's going. And I just bless everyone. I pray that God's will be done. But this is a serious mission, Coach.
Hey, Mark. We all are. Mark, if I may piggyback on that, Coach, you've known me for 15, 20 years. Brother, all I ever wanted to do with OSA, and you've never heard me preach there, they've asked me, I said, all I want to do is serve. Brother, I say this not only to you, but I say this to everybody in the queue, that we need to follow the orders and what you give us, Coach, because... Mm-hmm. We can't have a bunch of chiefs. We need to have a servant's heart That's where I'm going. I'm like, look, I'm bringing my guitar. I'm going to bring a portable PA. But, Coach, I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do.
You always do.
Amen.
That's got to be the heart of many of us, because many of us got ideas, and I'm not saying that they're not bad. If we're going to follow, then let's follow that lead.
Hey, Dale, what's OSA stand for?
Operation Save America.
Are they going with us?
No. This is with Rusty Thomas, former, you know, and then Flip Benham. Just this is where I have fought in the Vietnam, Korean, World War I, and World War II trenches with Coach. These are new trenches.
Dale, you may want to contact Rusty. Flip, they're close. They may want to do it. Tell them what's going on. Go ahead, Rob.
I was just curious. Yeah, I was just curious from some of your contacts. What are you hearing in relation to what they're doing? Are you hearing anything unique that's coming out as it relates to them contesting things?
Listen, Donald Trump is president of the United States and will be president of the United States. You guys do know this, don't you? You understand that Gore v. Bush was 38 days. They fought in the courts for 38 days.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, do you know that a ballot's not a vote? That they're counting ballots? They're not counting votes. Those are ballots. A ballot's not a vote till it's verified and approved. They're telling us they've won based on ballots, false ballots. Folks, listen. So we're just going to have to, hey, look, the whole crew's in here today. So we're going to have to decide whether or not we're going to let them steal it. Whose report will you believe? JR, whose report will you believe? That's why I fight. Whose report do you believe? I don't believe it. I don't believe CNN. I don't believe Fox News. I don't believe any of them. I don't believe them.
I love American history, Coach, and if anybody wants to read about how Thomas Jefferson won the election, this thing is playing out. The fact of the matter is, as long as Donald Trump does not concede the election, it will go to the House of Representatives, but each state only gets one vote.
Right.
The Republicans hold a 28-22 state lead very easily. That's how Thomas Jefferson was elected. It was elected by vote of the House of Representatives.
Donald Trump is and will be president of the United States. Whose report will you believe? This isn't hoping against hope. I'm just telling you the facts of everything that's going on behind the scenes, the cheating, the corruption. Trust me, Donald Trump will be president of the United States. Hey, if the church does what the church is supposed to do. You know, I could draw out a great game plan in a football game. And if the guys run their own plays or don't play at all or don't block, game plan wasn't worth anything. Game plans are being laid out. It's our job to execute it. Got to run. God bless you. Hey, get a hold of me. First of all, send those cards. Notify all your friends list. Send the cards. Number two, pray those precatory psalms. And number three, pray for us, please. Cover some prayer. And number four, if you want to go, contact me, coach@coachdavelive.com. coach@coachdavelive.com. We'll give you the details. 11, 11 at 11. 11, 11 at 11. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.